Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Little Blanket Fort. This file will help you embrace the little parts inside of you. See, the little inside of you doesn't always want to face the world. And you don't have to. You don't always have to face the world. Sometimes it's just nice to withdraw in your blanket fort, a place inside your mind where your little can live and have adventures, a place that's always safe. Now keep in mind, you do sometimes have to get out of the fort to actually do some work, do your chores, and be good. However, this file is about every little blanket fort, small and large, and specifically about your. Now your mind may already be really nice and calm, but maybe you'd like some help. See, to make a blanket fort, we don't actually do much planning. Blanket forts aren't known for their meticulous planning per se. They're more organic in nature. A blanket fort grows from an idea, a simple spark of fun that just has to be there, maybe just a pillow, maybe a big blanket that just seems extra fluffy and would make for a perfect ceiling or floor of your blanket fort. The possibilities are endless, of course, because the only thing that limits you is your imagination and, well, let's be honest, a little has little limits on their imagination, don't they? For a little, the possibilities are endless. Space being far from the final frontier. And who knows what secrets lurk underground. But any adventurer needs a home base. Every little needs a place where they feel perfectly safe. Maybe you already have a fort, and maybe you don't. Maybe today you're going to build another room, adding more space, or maybe just furnishing your fort a little bit more. Your little blanket fort in the corner of your mind is your place, little one. It's the place where you can crawl away, play with your stuffies, cuddle up in blankets, do whatever you want without being seen by the outside world. A little blanket fort is a small step in a big dream. In your mind, even a simple sofa can become a multi-story building. And the real beauty of a blanket fort is that you can always change it with minimal effort. Moving a chair changes everything. Shifting a blanket can even change the colors inside. And if you manage to get a hold on a light inside, not only can you make it extremely cozy, it becomes the bestest place to hide away. Maybe even read a book, as long as it's not too complicated. Fortunately, there are very nice books with pictures. But let's focus on the fort. It doesn't matter how big or small it is, because in your mind, it'll be exactly as it should be. The towers reaching for the sky are just subtle and small. Your blanket fort is your safe place for your little. It's where you can feel as little as you like. It's a place for you to be safe, warm, comfy, and maybe only in danger of being covered by stuffies. But all they want to do is cuddle. And I'm sure you can survive cuddling of your stuffies, can't you? Your fort can be small, almost secret, well hidden. It can be big and expansive, with all kinds of rooms specially for you. No matter how little you are, your imagination can grow. And don't forget, planning is completely optional. A little one doesn't need to plan a big fort. All they need to do is place some things together, throw a blanket over it, and just move those pillows into the right place. Instant fort. And then you can make it bigger and better, more wonderful or simpler, all up to you. Everything you do is a small step in a big dream. A beautiful, safe, warm, comfy place. And you know what? If you're very good, you might even be put to bed there. You'll be allowed to sleep in your little blanket fort. So hush, little one. You've been good. And maybe you'll show me your fort. Who knows? It's yours. It's completely, totally yours. It's your fort, your place where you can feel safe and you can choose to invite someone. And no matter how small it started, no matter how big it grew, you are the boss of it. Your fort. I'm sure that your little blanket fort is a really exciting place to be. It'll have the bestest stuffies, the most cuddleable pillows, and let's not forget about all the blankets. So you can rest and feel safe in the knowledge that your little one has a place to be. And that place may change every now and then, because we all know how much patience little ones have. But it's always a safe place, always a good place. And remember, while this is about the little blanket fort inside your mind, it's totally okay to build one outside it. So enjoy and embrace the place inside your mind where your little one is safe. Be good. And don't forget your stuffies.